Meyer, author of Dark Money, The Hidden History of the Billionaires, and James Bennett, Atlantic Magazine Editor-in-Chief. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre following this.
KBOO is getting ready for our annual book and record sale. Yay! This is a great time to clean out those closets and shelves and turn your old books, records, and CDs into cash for community radio. Bring them to KBOO Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're accepting donations of books, vinyl records, CDs, and DVDs through Wednesday, August 10th. The sale will be held in mid-August. Stay tuned for details. Please, no home recorded cassettes, VHS tapes, or mold. If you have questions or want to arrange for a pickup of donations, please email Ani at volunteer@kboo.org or phone her at 503-231-8032, extension 213.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival, the hallmark event for the Oregon Food Bank. This year, the festival will be held July 1st through 4th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park. Everyone will need a pass this year to see such artists as Dr. John and the Night Trippers, Liv Warfield and the Special Horns, Curtis Salgado, and many more. More information about passes, the performers, the role of the Oregon Food Bank, and more can be found at kboo.fm/WBF2016.
Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, June 21st, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Real Radio for Real People at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, the Fossil Fuel Resistance Network really pulled out all the stops and got the message across on the weekend. We'll be speaking with Michael Mintz, one of the primary organizers. First, some weather, though. Today, cloudy early, then gradually clearing. Highs around 74. And south wind, light, not much to mention in the way of wind for tonight. Clear skies and lows around 55. Again, pretty calm winds. And tomorrow, sunny for the most part. Highs around 75, light southwest winds. And for tomorrow night, we could see a chance of showers moving in again late in the evening. Lows around 58, and not much either in the way of wind, about what you would expect. So the Fossil Fuel Resistance Network is a very recently formed resistance that has organized all kinds of trainings for nonviolent civil disobedience, all kinds of ways of getting involved, levels of involvement. There are ways for people who, well, let's put it bluntly, don't want to get arrested, to be out there in the streets making their voices heard. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there are people who pretty much expect it, because that's what happens when they raise their voices in their own particular way. So there are trainings for that. And the message is clear, simple, so that mass media can make sense of it. And it's basically, it is keep it in the ground, and if you have to take it out of the ground, then don't run it through the Cascadia. A lot of Prominent names are involved with this, and it is growing in size and its commitment and its presence in the community for a very, very new organization. We have joining us today Michael Mintz. He'll be on in just a minute. We want to first just touch on a very few headlines. First off, The federal court in 2012 found that the state of Oregon, again, in this never-ending effort to ramp up clear-cutting in the Elliott State Forest, violated the Federal Endangered Species Act yet again, which forced the cancellation of 25 old-growth timber sales. So the state responded by selling off nearly 1,500 acres of the Elliott, and that includes the East Haki. Cascadia Wild, John Laughlin, and others are back in court with that. We talked a little bit about that this last week. This is, an ongoing issue. It should have been settled a long time ago. It's very clear and simple. And those counties which are dependent upon timber revenues need to enter the new century, figure out another way of making ends meet. It is lazy, to say the least, to count on a system that is decades, if not centuries, out of date. We have too many people and not enough trees. We used to have very few people and lots of trees, and that is no longer the case. It's better to wake up sooner rather than later, and it is certainly better to come along voluntarily rather than kicking and screaming. It is far, far better to come up with other sources of revenue. We have here in Portland something else to be proud of besides beer and bicycles. We do have extraordinary political commitment in many different directions on many issues. There is now an international solidarity mission to the Philippines since July. Rising Tide chapters from across the Pacific Northwest are joining Bayan USA on a human rights delegation to the Philippines. Filipino organizers have asked international allies to bear witness to the land grabs and human rights abuses committed against indigenous peoples in Mindanao. The delegation runs from July 15th to 25th. A lot going on there. Money needs to be raised, and solidarity needs to be amplified. Just saying. So now, more than returning back to home, where again we have issues of indigenous land grabs and human rights abuses, as well as, of course, the usual gamut of extraordinary environmental abuses that go with all the rest of it. Now, more than 2 years after an armed standoff with followers of Clive and Bundy, he prompted a pullout of researchers from Gold Butte Federal Land. We've got federal land managers are returning to this site. It's scenic, it's historic, and it's ecologically fragile. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management said work now is resuming. So we can say that's a good one. And Richland labor unions for workers on the Hanford Nuclear Reservation are demanding better ways to protect employees from chemical vapors. And despite efforts to reintroduce salmon in Oregon's Deschutes River, there still aren't enough of the fish for a sustainable run. Officials are trying to restore salmon. On the upstream of a 20-mile dam complex operated by Portland General Electric, something we don't hear of very often. Those dams are there, and there's no point in trying to introduce salmon as long as the dams are there. So that said, I want to get straight to Mike Meese, and we want to talk a little bit about the action that took place this past Saturday, and then what we do to move forward. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Chris.
This is all of a piece, as is no doubt completely obvious to you and our listeners. We therefore keep on putting the pieces of this together and seeing what the whole picture looks like. So on Saturday, what was it, workforce, what was it like? Tell us a little bit about the action, and then what direction you're taking this moving forward.
Thank you very much, Chris, for having us this morning. You know, I'm Michael Mintz from the Fossil Fuel Resistance Network. And it's interesting because the Fossil Fuel Resistance Network is a group of over 100 people that we pulled ourselves together and self-organized after the Mosher spill a couple of weeks ago. And there was so much outrage after the train crash and the derailment and the fire and explosions in Mosher, that a group of us just self-organized and we're standing up and we are saying, you know, enough is enough. We are tired of the Columbia Gorge becoming a corridor for fossil fuels, And so to answer your question, it was quite a remarkable thing that happened in Vancouver, Washington on Saturday. There were over 100 people there. We were all sitting on the tracks, standing on the tracks, milling around, and stopping a train that was trying to get by. And we just drew a line in the sand and said no. We're not taking this anymore. 21 of us were arrested, not including myself this time, but 21 of us were arrested, and a few of them were arraigned yesterday in Clark County Court, and more to be arraigned next week.
So that's where it stands at the moment. And of course, the Fossil Fuel Resistance Network, or FERN, and that's a nice acronym. I like it anyway. Moving forward, there's a number of ways. There are, of course, going to court, taking the railroads to court over safety concerns, and that is being done right now because whistleblowers with BSN, the Burlington Northern Railroad, and Union Pacific have consistently violated safety regulations. And then when people step forward and blow the whistle on said violations, those whistleblowers are retaliated against in extreme ways. So that goes on unreported. That goes on constantly without ever being appearing in mass media mainstream news. So that leaves, frees up FERN to take the resistance in other directions. What's their next action? And this is such a new group and 100 people standing together. What's next?
Well, thank you. You know, next, there is a hearing in Washington on, and you know, this is about the Mosher crash, but it's not just about the Mosher crash. It's about the whole fossil fuel economy, and it would be short-sighted to simply focus on just the safety issues. Although the safety issues are clearly formidable. We are advocating for a systemic change to a fossil fuel renewable economy. I just want to make that clear that it's not all just about the safety issues. But to answer your question as far as next steps, as far as the folks that were arrested, pretty sure that some of them will be using the necessity defense, which is the defense that was utilized and actually heard in court for the first time, I believe, in the Delta 5 case in Washington, when the five activists blocked a rail line in Seattle. So we'll be taking this to court, and we will be arguing that we are doing this in our own, in for our own safety and the safety of our children and the safety of our neighborhoods and our neighbors. In terms of upcoming, and you know, if you go to the Fossil Fuel Resistance Network, FFRN, Facebook page, or Portland Rising Tide, or 350.org, you can get more information on upcoming events. I'm sorry, that's 350pdx.org. You can get more information on upcoming events. But one of the next things coming up is a hearing. The Energy Facility Siting Council in Washington is having a hearing in Vancouver on June 27th. And this is for the Tesoro Savage oil terminal, which Tesoro Savage is hoping and fighting to build in very close, just adjacent to downtown Vancouver. And in fact, that is one reason that we chose Vancouver as a launching site for this reaction to the Mosher crash.
Well, it is all of a piece, Mike. Thank you so much for that. We're going to return to that issue as we get as the date approaches. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. We've been speaking with Michael Mintz of the Fossil Fuel Resistance Network, or FERN. More about that online, and more about that coming up later on next week. Oh, thank you so much. Next week on Air Cascadia, of course. The response to more news coming out of the Orlando shootings, it's down to a you're either with us or against us mindset with some people. You're either a terrorist or you're with a terrorist or not, as the case may be. It's sad. It's sad, it really is. One other final note. A Palestinian teenager was returning home from a night out, having fun with friends.